Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, March 7th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Capital One Shopping. So first off today, we have some housekeeping news. We are launching 9 to 5 Mac Daily Plus. So this gets you ad-free episodes of 9 to 5 Mac Daily every week, plus a bonus episode once a month, where I'll talk about something more in depth, maybe have a guest on like Zach or Benjamin, who you've heard from before, for kind of a more casual, laid-back, conversational episode. 9 to 5 Mac Daily is $5 a month or $50 a year. There is also a 9 to 5 Mac Pro bundle that gets you Daily Plus and 9 to 5 Mac Happy Hour Plus at a discounted rate of $8 a month or $80 a year. To sign up, just go to 9to5mac.com/join. where you'll find all of the different plan options. And once you sign up, you can easily add the new version of the show to your podcast player of choice, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Overcast. My sincere thank you to everyone who signs up to help support the show directly and to help us keep making the best Apple News podcast 5 days every single week. Now for the rest of the news. Leading off today, Ming-Chi Kuo says that Apple is still working on a 20.3-inch foldable device, which he describes as a foldable MacBook. Kuo says that this MacBook is Apple's only foldable device with a clear development schedule, suggesting that the company's plans to launch a foldable iPhone or iPad are still quite experimental. Kuo says his latest survey suggests that this 20.3-inch foldable MacBook is expected to enter mass production in 2027. Both analyst Ross Young and Bloomberg's Mark Gurman have also said that Apple is exploring the idea of a foldable notebook with a 20-inch display, but it's still not explicitly clear how this would work or how exactly it would fold. The information also recently reported that Apple is continuing to investigate work on foldable iPhones and iPads, but the primary focus is on a foldable iPad at this time. But with the consensus from Kuo, Ross Young, and Mark Gurman, it does seem like a foldable 20-inch MacBook is in the works. The questions, though, are when it'll be released and how exactly it will fold. In other news today, Epic Games says that Apple has taken down its newly reinstated developer account in the European Union. Epic Games initially had its developer account revoked after openly disregarding App Store policy as the first step of its legal campaign against Apple. But with Apple's announcement of changes in the European Union, including support for alternative app stores, Epic had briefly had its developer account reinstated. The company had announced its plans to operate an alternative app store in the European Union for iPhone owners, as per the changes Apple has made to comply with the Digital Markets Act. But unfortunately, for Epic, that will no longer be possible. Apple has shut down the company's newly reinstated developer account once again, a decision that Apple says is warranted based on Epic's past disregard for the App Store guidelines, as well as its other outspoken criticism of Apple's App Store rules and plans to comply with the DMA. In a statement, Apple said, quote, "Epic's egregious breach of its contractual obligations to Apple led courts to determine that Apple has the right to terminate any or all of Epic Games' wholly owned subsidiaries, affiliates, and/or other entities under Epic Games' control at any time and at Apple's sole discretion. In light of Epic's past and ongoing behavior, Apple chose to exercise that right." End quote. Essentially, Apple seems to have lost faith in Epic Games' ability to not violate App Store policies, leading to its decision to terminate this newly created account and block Epic Games from creating an alternative app marketplace in the EU. We are sponsored this week by Capital One Shopping. With Capital One Shopping, you can shop online and save in seconds. Capital One Shopping users saved over $800 million in the past year and over $2 billion in total. It automatically applies the best discount codes across over 100,000 retailer sites. Start saving today and add the Capital One Shopping extension to your browser with a single click at the link in the show notes. My thanks to Capital One Shopping for sponsoring 9 to 5 Mac Daily. Rounding out today, last week we talked about Apple having officially canceled its project to build an electric car. A new story from Bloomberg this week offers new details on just how ambitious Apple Car was, and Apple's communications with other car companies about potential partnerships. Bloomberg says that Apple attempted to negotiate a partnership with Mercedes-Benz to build an Apple car, and the talks between the two companies are said to have progressed further than any talks between Apple and Tesla, with the two sides actively working on an electric car project together. The plan was for Mercedes to build the Apple car, but Mercedes also wanted to sell its own cars using Apple's self-driving platform. Apple eventually withdrew from the partnership because it was confident that Apple could build a car on its own after all of that work with Mercedes. Apple also reportedly held discussions with Ford about the possibility of it selling an Apple car under its Lincoln brand, but those talks didn't progress past an early meeting. Apple also had discussions with Elon Musk about buying Tesla, but Tim Cook reportedly pulled the plug on that deal during early negotiations. But at some point in the future, Apple executives met with Musk again to discuss other ways of collaborating, such as Apple buying Tesla batteries. Bloomberg says that Apple also came close to a deal to buy luxury automaker McLaren, but that deal also fell apart and didn't move past negotiations. The full report from Bloomberg is well worth a read, and we have more details at the link in the show notes below. But as we've said before, it certainly seems that Apple just didn't have a clear roadmap for Apple Car, and Tim Cook wasn't decisive about what to do about the project until this month, making the decision to cancel it once and for all. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. Again, please be sure to check out 9to5mac.com/join to check out an ad-free version of the show with monthly bonus content. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.